Blog Talk Radio.
It's a computer buffer. For the people, by the people, that embodies the people. Show me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets on my side, your side, and all across America. The show where we get to call in and rap about, you know, what's going on in our lives. Good things, bad things, things that make us happy, things that make us sad, things that make us laugh, things that make us cry. You know, it's a real organic type show. We hide names and faces to protect the innocent. I don't want anybody to say a joke and get fired. We do not, we haven't unlocked God, what was it, God tweets, God mode, so that we're all over the internet, but you can find us on the internet. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. We do have a Twitter page, just haven't been on it, and I keep saying every week we're going to get on it, and I haven't had it yet, but it's coming, Pause. We've been doing the show for about 7 years, so it takes time. It's like turning the cruise ship at a slow pace. You know, you try to turn a cruise ship, it doesn't go right away. It takes a while to turn. So we want to get on that Twitch pretty soon. And we'll get that page up and running. We'll be posting live. The only thing I like the show to be organic. I like us to have good conversation. I don't want anybody to be judgmental just from the looks of anybody. You know, at Twitch, you got to have your face on there. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I would like to figure out a way if I can make a video that runs for 2 hours, so it's still the conversation. It's not so much watching us, because honestly, you know, sometimes like, I start drinking on here. I lay on the couch while we talk and while people vent and have conversation. And if we on Twitch, I ain't gonna be able to get on the couch. I gotta make it a aesthetic background and stuff. But, you know, so we'll get that up and running, but you can find us on Twitter and all that good stuff. Let's see what other housekeeping items. Oh, if you want to call in, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. I think that's about it, man. I think that's pretty much everything, all the housekeeping items. We even got an email. I gotta figure out what the email is. And, you know, so you can email us questions, be part of the show. You know, have some interaction on there. But without further ado, I'm trying to find my nipple because I we get right to the show. We got DJ C. Siren in the building. DJ C. Siren, welcome to All Friends. How you doing tonight?
Good evening.
Good. Glad to hear it. Got my man MX the money in the building. MX, welcome to the. How you doing tonight?
Everything's lovely. What's good with y'all?
Good to hear. What's that?
What's good with you?
Everything good, man. Everything good. Get right to it, man. Big news this week. Super Bowl Sunday. Eagles Chiefs, man. What a game. What a game. It wasn't a happy ending for my Eagles. As most of you know, I'm a big Eagles fan. Been that way since I was a kid. Huge Eagles fan. But, you know, it didn't go our way. Had some costly mistakes. Fumble for a touchdown. Had a holding call at the end. But it's one of those things where, you know, it sounds pompous to say, but when you play football at a high level, and maybe it's just me, maybe it's just my energy, you realize that you can't, like, affect the game. So a lot of that fandom that I had as a kid has waned a little bit because you realize there's nothing you can do. Like, you can just sit there and enjoy it. And sometimes it's going to be enjoyable, and sometimes it ain't going to be enjoyable. So as an Eagles fan, the game had its ups and downs. Started really enjoyable in the beginning, but you can definitely tell it was going to be a big game. Up 10 at halftime, didn't think it was safe. Knew Kansas City had the ball coming out to half, and they came right down and scored. Fez Watkins drops a big third and fourth. I would have probably, if he'd have called that, he might have scored a touchdown. I think that would have put us up 2 touchdowns, but it only put us up 6. He felt it slipping away, and there is the bad side. You got that boy Patrick Mahomes. That boy bad, man. Defense couldn't stop him at all. And Eagles lost by 3. But in terms of watching a Super Bowl, man, it was a hell of a game. It was a lot of drama. Both teams had their moments, good and bad. You know, we had exciting moments. And it sucks to lose a Super Bowl when you have that exciting of a game to finish the season. It's kind of like, all right, well, you know, if you're gonna lose to the best QB in football, at least make it a good one. So, congrats to my Eagles, best team in the NFC. Fell a little short in the Super Bowl, but it was a great year. Like, I had to remind my son. My son was crying. My son was crying like yesterday about the Eagles lost in the Super Bowl. Me and DJ, he started talking. He had a baby, so I'm calling him out of his bed. Like, yo, why you crying? He talking about the Eagles Super Bowl. I'm like, dog, it's in 3 days. So you gotta get over that emotional. I have inflicted him with the disease of being a football fan and being an Eagles fan. So to see your team lose on the last game of the season and win it all. But he's spoiled. I kept trying to tell him he's spoiled. Like, he's seen the Eagles in 2 Super Bowls. He's fine. I've seen the Eagles in 3 Super Bowls. I'm 40. I was like, bro, you should have no complaints. You don't go to a Super Bowl parade. Like, we got the same amount of Super Bowl wins. And I got 30 more years on you. But, you know, it turned out to be a great game. Like, you know, if you're going to lose, it sucks to lose on a controversial call at the end where you think that you might have enough time just to see what might happen, but it gets taken away by a penalty and they just run out the clock. But, you know, that's how football is. The field sucks. It really hurt our defensive line. But, you know, football is a game of elements. It's the same basketball where you're playing in a controlled environment. You got the best quarterback in the league, if you're playing in 30-mile-per-hour winds, you know what they're going to say? Figure the shit out. Ain't no excuses when it comes to football. Elements are part of the game. That's why when Buffalo's good, it sucks to go play in Buffalo in January because football's part of the elements. So, DJ T-Sign, I have inflicted you with the curse of being an Eagles fan. You have become a big, strong football fan since when we got together. How'd you feel about the Super Bowl? Did you cry when you got in the car?
No, I didn't cry when I got in the car. It's just frustrating. You know, it's just all the hopes and dreams. But, I mean, it was a good game. It was just frustrating. It was a lot of things that, you know, it's just not the ending I wanted. But it's the Super Bowl. I mean, feel like I just like, you know, what I like about the Super Bowl before I really like watching football. It's just so much to do. All the people that don't watch football, watching football. You know, we're talking about the halftime show. You know, it's all the things that I can kind of take my mind off of, you know, the stress of actually watching the game. So, I mean, that's always fun to come together and kind of, you know, do all that. But I think I missed the commercials. I was like, watching the game.
Because y'all kept talking to you, goddamn. I don't like having people over. Shout out to my boss.
You invited people. I didn't invite
people. It has nothing to do with you talking.
People like me or what? I'm going to be silent. But, yeah, so I was like, well, couldn't talk during the game, so they had to talk during the commercials.
Y'all don't have to talk at all. That's why I'm like having people over.
Anyway, so it is what it is, you know, just, you know. Let's go to next season.
All right. Well, we got Uspective. Our brother M. Extra Money was in the building for it. He wasn't in the building, but he was in the area. He was in Arizona for the Super Bowl. Let's go out there to go see Hove, get some work done. We got friends and stuff out there, and he was in the mix for the Super Bowl. So M. Extra, tell us about your time out AZ.
Oh man, it was an experience. It was definitely cool, man. I think as you haven't been during the Super Bowl or just been in that experience, I would encourage everyone to go. It was that good. I did go to the Eagles tailgate. Spent a lot of money on y'all, dude, too. And it wasn't that great. But in terms of not the atmosphere, you would have loved it as an Eagles fan. But just the overall, what you paid and what you got, that's the part that wasn't that great. But the experience,
what you mean?
Because you paid almost like six, like, you know what I mean? Like the tailgate alone. Like, just the pregame was three. So, like, if you wanted to go to the watch party and the tailgate, you paid $600. And yeah, you got all you can drink, you know what I mean? But it wasn't top shelf. It was just regular liquor, right? But we, you know, of course, Vanessa bartender, you get top shelf stuff. But, yeah, it wasn't included. Like, Crown wasn't included. Like, Ciroc wasn't included. So you just really got beer, you know what I mean? And, like, regular drinks, like, bottom shelf drinks for $300. Like, that's BS to me, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, you're paying, I guess, for the experience, and you're paying because you're there, and you're in the building, so, hey, why not? That's how I kind of looked at it. But, yeah, I think the game was good, man. I mean, and also, you know, at the stadium, you know, they have the pregame stadium, everybody's there, cranking, everybody's, you know, all the fans there, and then when you show the game on the big screen, like, that kind of sucked, you know what I mean? So it was a lot of stuff that that I was expecting to happen that didn't. So I think, you know, if I was to go to Arizona again, I would probably go to the tailgate to actually at the stadium and not necessarily pay for the for that experience where the restaurants are, because it's like literally right outside the stadium, it's a bunch of restaurants. And so that's where we were. And that's where all the fans were. So it was a nice crowd, though, man. I mean, I think if you weren't an Eagles fan and you were at that Eagles tailgate, like you, it was a lot going on. Like every touchdown, they are just singing y'all chant and shit, and you know what I mean, they were singing it until the field goal happened, and then everybody started breaking shit. But it was ironic. Yeah, soon as that joint went into the upright, all you heard is shit start falling. Yeah, it went from I don't know how y'all check. I went from fly eagle fly that E A G L that joint to you know what I mean, like shit, and it it was crazy. You know, and you can't take the Philly fans out of Philly and think that they're going to come to Arizona and act right. So you had people really beef, you know what I mean? And it was just, it was a lot of that going on. You know, you could be a spec, but at the end of the day, it was a good game, like you said. So I don't know why they got to be that mad. I mean, I think the people who are mad really don't understand sports. And so I think we can get into that in terms of whether that should have been called as a holding or not, even though it was a holding. I just equate that to any sport, to be honest with you, because, you know, sometimes you get the call in the NBA to put some people on tools for free throws, or sometimes you don't, right? So I think, you know what I mean, a foul at the end of the game, do you call a foul at the end of the game, you know what I mean, with, you know, whatever. I think the refs do have to do a job. And I think what people don't understand really is that they get graded, right? So whether they missed the call or not. And so if I'm a ref, to me, you know what I mean, the situation is the situation, but I got to make that call, especially because if I want to be able to ref in the Super Bowl again, right, you got to make the right call. So I don't think a lot of people don't understand that refs do get graded, and that's who determines who plays in or who gets that assignment for the playoffs. And I think if they look at that through that lens, then I get it, you're a fan, and I get it, it sucks. And I get it, if you're writing a story in a soap opera, you definitely want to see Hurts with the ball. I mean, you just do, right? If this was a movie, Hurts would have the ball, right? They would have just scored, something would have happened, like McKinnon would have just scored instead of taking a knee, and then Hurts would have had a chance, right? But, I mean, you know. This ain't a soap opera, right? So you got to make that.
Well,
call.
No.
That, other than that, though.
That pass was on third down. It wasn't even going to be a knee. You know, if that call isn't made, the ball wasn't even going to him. The ball was going to the corner route. And
No. I'm talking about before he the play before that, I'm talking about. Because he could have scored. They were trying to let him score, and he took the knee, and then that happened, right? I thought. Or no.
Yeah, but that was after the.
Oh, it was after the hold.
Yeah, the hold gave them
gotcha.
The first, but we tried to let them score,
okay.
And then he took
the
hold was on third down. It was third and six. He threw the corner. He overthrew the corner, but we got the it wasn't passing. It was the holding 5 yards automatic first down, and that ended the game. Because we started to time out, but we
right.
So.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I ain't
That's right. That's right. I had that all wrong. Either way, like I said, man, I just think that, you know, I mean, you know, it does suck. And being you know, where my team was just in the Super Bowl, lost to the same damn team, I get it. I feel all that you're probably feeling. I felt the same way. And it's like kind of like at that time it was a young Patty Mahomes. And I felt like both of us blew the lead. And I feel like, you know, you just can't, you know, it's hard to keep a lead. And he got an electric quarterback, and at that time they had an electric receiver too. It's you know, and it just goes to show you really how hard it is to really to win, even when you think you're the better team. I mean, let's be honest, everybody knew the Eagles were the better team and the better matchup across the board. And then you get factors like the element, factors like, I mean, when the last time that you saw Hurts fumble and take it back six. I mean, those kind of things, like, that's just what makes football, to me, like the greatest sport. Because there's so many factors and so many things. Yeah. Like, it just, you know what I mean? Because you couldn't have written that if you wanted to. Like, you wouldn't have never, even if I told you, hey, Eagles and Kansas City and a Super Bowl, I don't think anybody – and no matter what you wrote, would have said Hurts is going to fumble and they're going to take it back for a six. Like, that just, there was nothing to show that, right? Like, that just wouldn't have been in the story.
Like, that's the sucked about that fumble. He wasn't even hit. He just dropped the ball like Patrick Mahomes, the Bengals.
Exactly.
They just had a brain fart. But, you know, us cost us again.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Oh. Cool. We've got a couple other people on the line. Let me see if they watch the Super Bowl. We got Doc in the building. Doc, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Always. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
What did you think about it?
Well, I don't really know the game of football, but I'm trying to learn it, and I really enjoy the energy, and so it was just entertaining.
But, did you watch it for Rihanna, or you just wasn't a fan?
I'm not the biggest Rihanna fan. No, I watched it because I like to watch. I mean, I like to watch the game. I'm just not. I mean, I sort of know what's going on, but I really want to, like, know completely what's going on, you know?
Yeah. I think that's I think once you start getting immersed in football, I think DJ Susan can attest to it. Like, she liked football before me, but, like, once I started breaking, like, the game down to her, I think she really enjoyed it a lot more now. Because it's just like anything.
Yeah.
Once you have good knowledge of something, you get to see the insights of it. You get to try to predict what's going on. You're like, oh, like, you can kind of see, like, oh, they got him. Look. The second time Kansas City ran that fake-ass motion, I said, they got us. I saw when they did the first time, I told DJ, she kind of said, oh, Andy and Eric done found something on us on film. Because for some reason, they keep running and stopping, and my guy kept running. But they guys stopped. And when he did it the first time, I said, uh-oh. And then he did it the second time, I said, you got to be fucking kidding me. And then he did the third, I said, they got us. They just know, whenever they needed a first down or a big play, they knew what our tendencies were. They knew, you know, it's just good film work by Kansas City. It's good. When you get educated about the game, you can start seeing little stuff, you really start to enjoy it a lot more. It also is going to frustrate you a lot more, too. Like, you know, Mexico can say, since we understand football so much, once they said that field was slippery, you could kind of see it in the first quarter. I said, oh, we're not going to be able to touch Patrick Mahomes all day, and that ain't a good thing. That's not a good thing. So when you get to learn the game even more, it can get frustrating too. So overall.
Well, I'm ready for that part. I did, yes. But, I mean, I like games and anyway. I like the enthusiasm. I like the energy. I like the fellowship. Like, I like all of that.
Did you go to a party or did you have a party?
I did not go to a party. So my friends wanted to have people come to my house. yeah. So right. But it ended up only being one of my friends who came because it was like rainy here, and I guess people just weren't feeling it. So, but it was fine. It worked out, and it was all good. That's fine.
I say if you like sports, if you're starting to really like football, I know the area you're in. Go to a college game and experience that with the kids, especially as an adult. You really start to like understand the energy and really start to enjoy it. I always recommend that to people. It's like really starting to enjoy sports. Go to a college game. And enjoy it with the kids around you. It's a good, unique experience.
Okay.
I got my man in New York. Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say, Doc?
Oh, no. I just said okay.
Oh, okay. I got my man in New York in the building. New York, it's your birthday, man. What the fuck you doing on here?
Oh, no. My birthday was yesterday. I'm still celebrating.
Oh,
I'm celebrating all month.
Happy birthday, New York. Do we all want to sing happy
Thank
birthday
you.
To New York?
Nah,
we got
to get some anxiety.
Navidad.
Yo, Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños.
Yo, why are you telling me Merry Christmas, yo? Why? Come on, let's say Merry Christmas to you on your birthday.
Yo. New York called too many Puerto Ricans on the Wi-Fi, so I'm just trying to help you out. You know, it's still the greatest line I've ever heard in my life. Too many Puerto Ricans on the Wi-Fi. I don't think I've ever stopped laughing. So, New York, man, happy birthday, man. What'd you do for your birthday? Anything good?
Yeah, happy birthday, bro. I was just chilling. I went out to dinner. You know what I mean? That's really about it. For real, I'm gonna go out of the country next week though, so that's all I got planned. You know what I mean, I'm up there now.
You headed out the country. Where you headed to? Can you tell the people?
Well, not out the country. Puerto Rico. That's it. That's still a U.S. territory, but it's kind of out the states.
Yeah. Just, I always say I want to go to Puerto Rico. I heard Puerto Rico is beautiful. I know a bunch of people who've been to Puerto Rico, and they're like, yo, just go. You don't need anything. But for some reason, it's just never, anytime we think about going to the islands or going to Europe, we never just say stop and we'll say, let's go to Puerto Rico. And then when I seen Donald Trump throwing paper towels at y'all, I said, oh, man, if we go there, we're going to have to, like, do some, like, social work to help. But good stuff. How long you gonna be in Puerto Rico for?
From Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday to Sunday. Oh, okay, so you got a good time, man. Yeah. Expecting good weather. You check the weather. Is it gonna be hot or is it gonna be like 70?
That's crazy. I didn't even check the weather. I gotta do that though, just to see what I'm wearing. Well, I'm acting a fool. Okay. I'm acting a fool within my limits.
I was gonna say, man, be careful out there, man. Be careful out there. But happy birthday, bro. Glad to have you on as always. What'd you think of the Super Bowl?
I was kind of mad because I wanted the Eagles to win for real. I ain't even gonna hold you. I thought they had the game in the bag for real. But overall, I like the back and forth. I like the back and forth between both teams, to be honest with you. I mean, it was entertaining. To me, say the least, that's probably the first football game that I watched all season. So, I mean, at least it was entertaining in that way. But, yeah, I had no bad things to say about it. I even enjoyed the commercials. I enjoyed the halftime, too.
We're going to get to that in a second. We're going to go back down the list because, you know what I mean? But I just want to know what you thought about the game.
Oh, yeah, it was a good back and forth game. I liked it.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, so we got the game out of the way. Thank God I went and cried in the car afterwards to soak my loss. But, you know, of course, with the Super Bowl, there's all types of stuff around it, right? And with DJ Cesar, one of my bosses called me and was like, hey, your team's in the Super Bowl. And I was like, yeah. He was like, are you having a Super Bowl party? I was like, well, I'm really trying to get to Arizona. My best friend is out there. DJ Cesar was giving me all types of hell because she wanted all the family to go, but it kind of being just homies trip, and I didn't want to have to deal with her and the homies. It's just, you know, it's the type of shit you got to deal with sometimes. So I didn't go because she's like, no, we're supposed to go out there as a family because both got the same kids up. So I didn't
worst mistake.
Like, disappointed. Huh?
Bad mistake.
I know. Believe me, I know. Look, whenever we get divorced, that's going to be part of the divorce settlement to the judge. But so, you know, with the Super Bowl, it's like all types of other stuff. So my boss called me and said, yo, you going to have people over? And I was like, no, I just went through that score. So I called him back and was like, yeah, you can come over. The next day, like, my mom, my sister, and then my sister's friends want to come. So I had a house full of fucking people for the Super Bowl. And, of course, it's my Eagles. And as M Extra Money will tell you, when you play the game and you know the game, like, you want to actually watch the game. Like, you don't want it to be, I can watch the game with my boys because we're all looking at the game and what we see, what we recognize. These people were just having ancillary conversation about, like, dudes and stuff. And I was just like, yo, like, I wish I could kick all of you out now. You can't really watch the game. So in saying that, the commercials are a big part of the game. Halftime show is a big part of the game. There's a lot of ancillary stuff around, right? So let's go to the commercials first. I didn't really pay attention that much because I was really stressed out about the game. I was trying to do my mental notes to my coach to let him know what I'm saying on film so that he can enact it. But, of course, that never works. The commercials are a big part of the Super Bowl experience. DJ Cesar,
What did you think of the commercials? Did any of them stick out? Did any of them affect you? New York, you're back off mute. I know you dropped off, but you're back off mute. So jump in whenever you want. But DJ C-Sign, what did you think of the commercials?
Yeah, same. I didn't really pay attention. Except the one commercial. The Blue Moon commercial. I thought that was good.
Oh, yeah, it was the beer's fight, you know, like Coors Light. Mm-hmm. And then it was like the Blue Moon commercial. How can they do that without being sued?
I don't know.
Because I was like, yo, if I was male, like, I would suck my dick. Stop trying to make me part of your
team.
Yeah, I mean, because it's still advertising, right?
Right. So that one, and then I was really trying, I didn't catch it, but I did watch it after the fact because people said it was so weird. The, you know, they canceled the Eminem characters.
I didn't see it.
And they debuted the
They were like gay.
No.
Like the Eminems were like pansexual or something like that. Or the green one was gay.
Tucker Carlson was mad because the green one went from high heels to boots. And they felt like they were made. It's so dumb. Like, even saying it out loud, I'm like, so he was mad because it seemed like they were trying to change the gender of a fucking
Eminem.
Cartoon Eminem.
Mm.
Because they took her out of high heels.
I don't know if Eminem's had high heels.
The one was, you know, the green one was the girl. Anyway.
I always thought it was a mixture. I know the yellow one was supposed to be the fat, dumb one.
Right, and then the tall red one.
I know the red one was the angry,
mm-hmm.
angry Jew one. That's what I always thought. The brown one, the black one.
Who is voiced by?
Oh, the voiced by famous people?
I don't know.
Hollywood.
I don't know.
I bet you it's a Jewish person.
Oh, gosh. Anyway,
I love the Jews.
Come on, Kanye.
I love Thomas.
But anyway, so they canceled them, and then Maya Rudolph came back on as their new spokesperson, but I never did see it.
Maya Rudolph, who's that? I know her, right? Her dad and mom are famous, right?
Yes. Her mom is famous. Minnie Riperton's daughter. She's the ambiguously black character. Saturday Night Live. You know Maya.
Bridesmaids.
Yeah,
the one I didn't know if it was black or not.
Right. Yeah, me and her.
Is she black?
Me and my girl. Minnie Riperton is her mother.
I'm going to be real with y'all, yo. Only way I know Minnie Riperton is through Kanye West.
Why is that?
Slow Jams. I want some Marvin Gaye, some Minnie Ripple. Oh, is that? What is
What?
Lyrics. Oh, okay. Anyway.
So, hold on. Come on. What the hell was you just trying to sing, bro? What was that?
Slow Jams. Kanye West.
Nah, I don't know what that was, but that wasn't Slow Jams, bro.
So many ripples.
No.
A little Anita, bro.
A little Anita.
Oh, yeah.
Who said? Oh, that was
not.
It's from.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Background noise.
Anyway, you do know many ripples, so let's not go there. You just don't know. Anyway, so I finally saw it, and it was about chocolate or it was covered. And people thought it was dumb. That's all.
Alright, so nothing really stood out. Doc, what did you think of the commercial?
So the commercial that stood out to me the most was the Tubi commercial, right?
So which
it's
one?
Like all of a sudden you think it's I think it was a Tubi commercial and you think like your remote control was like going crazy.
Yeah, the TV was
because
changing.
I just dropped the remote control like a couple minutes before that and then all of a sudden that started happening. And then
somebody's
TV service was a little you know, there was some pauses going on throughout, so I don't
see,
know.
That shows how
What'd you say?
I'm just messing around. That shows how many people be illegal streaming when your remote starts going off and you go back to the home screen.
So that one stuck out. Nothing else?
Nothing else, no.
So that's a disappointment in Super Bowl commercials for you?
I mean, I always feel like commercials are supposed, you know, allegedly they're so great and they've paid all this money, you know, to have this time. But I'm never really, really wowed by the Super Bowl commercials anyway.
Okay. All right. I'm a man. MX your money. What do you think of the Super Bowl commercials? Did you even have a chance to see any? Because you were in the middle.
Bro, I was drunk, man. I didn't know what the heck was going on. I didn't watch no commercials, bro. Like, there was a lot going on, bro. I was watching my own commercials. Yeah, I mean, like,
I shed a thug tear when you called me. Actually called me and was like, "Yo, dumbass, yeah, here, just all the Eagles." I shed a thug tear and was like, "Yo, this is why you stay single. Your wife can't prevent you from going."
Listen, I saw some commercials, but I can't remember any of them. I mean, I think overall though, They were consistent. I would say that from what I remember. But yeah, I was high and drunk, bro. I really, yeah. And I was all hungry.
Right. He was hungry. That usually comes with being high and drunk.
Bro, you pay for all you can eat buffet, and they had these little mini shrimp. Yeah, that was it. It's like,
they had mini what?
Like these little mini cocktail shrimp and some rice, man. That shit didn't fill me up at all, bro. I don't really like messing with buffets anyway. You know what I mean? And then that's the only thing you had. You know, they had a bunch of wings and shit, but I'm talking about for the pescatarians and vegetarians out there. We were out here struggling. I actually had to order Arby's for DoorDash. And I took that Uber drive like an hour. Perfect timing, though. It came right at the end of the game, but I was fine. I digress.
Okay. All right. New York, did you watch any of the commercials? What'd you think?
Yeah. Nah, that Tubi commercial really had me messed up because I was off the teleport that night. Really had me messed up. I thought it was me. I thought it was something on my side, man. I ain't even gonna hold you. But yeah, I can't even remember I had half of the other ones, but I seen the Snoop Dogg one. I remember that one. Yeah. I think that's probably the only ones I remember.
Yeah, I think I'm the same way. I think the Tubi one was memorable. I didn't remember the M&M's one, but I remember the Miller Lite one. I didn't really, like I said, I wasn't really paying attention to commercials, so it's one of those things where I have to go. I remember Puffy was on one. Fat Puffy was on one. But
that was the Uber one.
But I didn't even know what it was about. I just remember it keeps saying, "Yo, Puffy is big as me now, you know? Like, I don't have to lose weight."
So the only thing was cool about it is because they had the one-hit wonders, even though they had Khalees on there. She's not one-hit wonder, but whatever.
Khalees is manizer. You know I don't like Khalees for what she did to my man Nas, yo.
If you're saying manizer like womanizer, that's not the right definition.
What is it? The womanizer for a man version.
But what's a womanizer? Define that.
A man who abuses women.
Usually it's a man that is... Like,
why you gotta be so technical with me tonight? What's the opposite? Whatever you think a womanizer is, what's the opposite? Just answer that. Because that's what Khalees is.
I don't even know what a woman is.
I may not, but I know what Khalees is. She's a manizer.
Goodbye.
She's a man eater.
Eater?
Eater, right? Ain't that a song, Man Eater?
Yes.
It's gotta be a great, like, head monster name. Like, I wish I'd have thought about that. While I was in college. Because you can make your ringtones.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be funny. But, you know, no disrespect to women who like doing that stuff. Because, you know, it's very enjoyable. Shout out to the Tennessee Police Department.
No.
Well, no, she was a girl. Well, getting head, yeah.
I thought you meant
white. Me, man, even a man. Oh, my God. So shout out to the gay folks, man. I got number love.
Sorry.
Shout out to the gays. All right, so we got the commercials. Last thing with the Super Bowl for me is Rihanna's halftime show. my assessment, I'm going to go to the guys first since I went to the girls first last time. So disappointed she's pregnant again. I was hoping to see sexy Riri. Instead, I got pregnant Riri. No disrespect.
Can you be sexy?
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so now we're about to go down a rabbit hole.
Go ahead. Let,
we'll have that one. Discussion. But you ain't gay, and unless a man can get pregnant, well, I guess in today a guy can get pregnant. Oh, we'll have that discussion in a minute.
I'm just
so
saying,
we won't have this discussion.
Is not the ultimate.
Well, I'm the one who's judging what I think is sexy. Okay. I didn't say you had to find it sexy. But you ain't gay, so you don't know what's sexy. You might be gay. I don't know. Anyway, so I was disappointed in pregnant Riri, not because she's pregnant. Congratulations. Shout out to black women getting pregnant. I was just hoping to see sexy Riri on the stage at Super Bowl, and I was kind of disappointed. But I thought she did well. You know, once she kind of realized she was pregnant, it's like, because she ain't moving much. Now, I'm not a fan of Rihanna's music. Mm-hmm. I've heard it, you know, in passing, kind of like, you know, I hate to always compare her to Beyonce. I know that's always a thing. But it's the same thing. It's popular enough where I can't get away from it, but it's not in my algorithm to the point where I've ever listened to an album. So I was hoping to just see a show and hear the song she was going to perform, and I thought she was a big dancer. She ain't moved much, but she's pregnant.
I don't think she moved much anymore.
See, that's what I don't know. I thought that's, she was a dancer. Ain't she from the island? Don't she dance?
The girls were saying at the Super Bowl.
What girls?
Before. That was here at the Super Bowl.
Oh, my sister and I. Well, you can't trust my sister. My sister's a hater. She's from Jersey.
She wasn't saying it. It was her friend. So I think her friends
are probably haters, too. So Rihanna was suspended in the air, which I thought was dangerous for a pregnant person, but he did have harness on. Like, you couldn't miss that harness in the back. And I was like, yeah, but, like, what if the whole thing falls like that? Like, I started looking at that stuff. Like, well, what's she's being harnessed? Like, she's harnessed to the table that she's standing on.
You got nervous?
Well, yeah, because you don't want to see nothing tragic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And, you know, especially, like, you know, you could tell right away she was pregnant or she'd been drinking 40s. Like, it's one or the other. But don't they call them Irish twins? Like, she just had a baby, right? Like,
yeah, they're not.
Is that racist towards the Irish twins?
I don't know.
Oh, shout out to the Irish.
That's just what they call them. But, you know, they're not that close. Well,
no, they're not that close.
They're, like, 9, 8 months. I think an 8-month-old maybe.
They said they ain't wait to 6 weeks like the doc told him, did he? He went right back in there. Okay, but so I thought the halftime show was good. You know, so, I mean, you get a pregnant woman suspended in, you know, hundreds of feet in the air, and, you know, the sound system sounded good.
So
I thought it was good. New York, New York, what did you think of the halftime show?
I mean, I liked it. I can't complain about it. Just glad to see Riri back on the stage. You know?
Yeah, looks like she's about to be off the stage for another 9 months, though. Okay. Maxer, what did you think? Did you get to see
at first? I did. Me at first when me and G was there. I don't even know what we call him on this joint. Like, anyway, me and G was looking. We were sitting here like, yo, this joint might be like a 7 because she was covered up. We was like, what the hell is going on here? Like, why is she covered up? I didn't know she was pregnant. So we just sitting here like, man, this can't be Rihanna. Like, cause she dressed too much. Like, she got too many clothes on. And as we started watching, like, we was like, man, this is, you know, somebody else said that she looked like she's pregnant, but. And then we started noticing a little bump as it got, like, zoomed in closer. But to me, I gave it a 7 just because we had some goddamn clothes on. And that's just not Rihanna. So that's just my take.
Yeah, I was saying,
But you know what? I will say this, though. She got hits, man. She got a catalog. Like, her catalog is pretty big, man. She got a big catalog.
I know she transcends different genres because she's done the island music. She, I mean, well, not island music. She's done the dance music and
you know, she's had the R&B stuff, but that's what I was really looking forward to, was like a quick run through of her catalog. And I think we got like 4 songs, but I mean, it's only 13 minutes. So what's
really 12 songs.
She did 12 songs?
Yes. Yeah.
No, the fuck she did.
Yes, she did. 12.
Son of shit, sound
12? That's a long guy. That's a lot of songs.
I saw it posted.
He didn't do about 12 songs. He did snippets of those songs.
That's a media site. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Even with snippets, though. Even doing snippets, though, that's a lot of songs.
Okay. So, yeah. Doc, what do you think about it?
As I said, I'm not a huge Rihanna fan. Like, I mean, I don't dislike Rihanna, but she's not someone that I look forward to, like, receiving an album for or something like that. But a lot of my friends do, so that, you know, there was a lot of hype, I feel like, leading up to it. So I thought the being that high up in the air, I thought that aspect was cool. Before even realizing that she was pregnant, I was trying to figure out, like, how is she anchored? Like, this doesn't seem safe because I feel like that board apparatus that she was standing on just wasn't wide enough. But I think in hindsight, right, performing pregnant in the Super Bowl as a black woman, like, I don't think that's ever been done again. It might not ever be done again for a very long time. So I think that part is cool.
I thought black people performed at the Super Bowl all the time. Wasn't Beyonce, did she do the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but she wasn't pregnant. She was like a black woman pregnant.
A black woman pregnant? Well, we never really know a woman's pregnant or not. Like, that's the funny thing about watching Rihanna. All the guys thought, yo, is she pregnant? But none of the guys can say, is she pregnant? But the women can say, is she pregnant?
Well, my friend was like, no, that's a postpartum belly. I'm like, this girl is pregnant. I know a pregnant belly when I see one, and that was a pregnant belly.
Yeah, that's rough, man. God bless her.
But I think you could, right, I think you guys could say.
Say that again?
I think the guys could say, like, oh, is she pregnant? You mean like women are feel self-conscious about their round bellies or something? Is that what you want? Is that what you get?
No, guys cannot say, is she pregnant? I mean, M extra. Do you think you could ever say to a woman, yo, is she pregnant?
Hell no. Man, we can barely ask how old they are. Yeah, come on, man. And some of these women look like they're pregnant, and really it's just their ass that's in their stomach, and they back is in their ass. Like, you don't know what the hell's going on with them people. Some of them is just weird in shape. So you can't just be doing that, man. I mean, yeah. Did that come off wrong?
Yeah.
I think it came off wrong. But you know what I meant, though. You know them people.
I mean, I was sitting here thinking, like, damn.
Yeah. You know them people. And you know that you can't really, they're oddly shaped. You know? You can't be just out here assuming everybody's pregnant. That's shaped oddly. I would not.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all ladies. I feel like if a guy asks you if you're pregnant, like, if you're pregnant, I think you'd be like, oh, no, I think women would be like, oh, you're trying to say I'm fat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
absolutely.
Think guys get the benefit of the
I
doubt.
I mean, that yeah. is kind of what it is. I've had somebody ask me before in non-pregnant times, like, oh, are you pregnant? And I'm like, no, I guess I'm just fat.
No,
but it's like,
you just gotta say not. Nah, it's 40s to OE. I bet you would get a great reaction.
I don't think anyone can ask anybody if you don't. Really
no,
know,
women
because,
ask.
No, I have. I assumed before it was a old classmate, and I was back at home, and I really thought she was pregnant. She was like, "No, I never ask ever again." It was so embarrassing. I felt so bad. So no, you just don't. But the thing with Rihanna, she kept rubbing her belly.
She might have been hungry. I rub my belly all the time.
I definitely performed at the Super Bowl hungry. And show everyone that I need to eat. But no, it's, so that's why people were kind of first saying it. Like, well, she's kind of like.
She rubbed her belly right away.
She was rubbing her stomach, her belly a lot.
But she ain't far along for that baby to be kicking.
You feel right.
Oh,
did you rub
like
your belly when you were pregnant? Did y'all, all right, I'm not going to put y'all personal business because I know all of y'all, but DJ Cesar is mine. Like, when you first got pregnant, let's say Rihanna's 3 months. Do you think you rubbed your belly at 3 months? I didn't think you started rubbing your belly until you started feeling the movement.
Rub your belly anytime. No. It's not why you rub your belly. Just rub it
because well, you just said you rubbed your belly because that's how you knew she was pregnant, because she was rubbing her belly. Now, how do you say you don't rub your belly when you're pregnant?
You said rub your belly.
Watch your fucking tongue.
No, you listen. She was rubbing her belly. You only rub your belly because the baby's moving. I said no. It's not just because of movement is why you're rubbing your belly.
So when she was, I guess my question now is, then if she, when she was rubbing her belly, then why would you automatically assume she's pregnant?
Because it was some roundness there, and she's rubbing belly. Because regular people don't just stand around rubbing their belly.
I rub my belly all the time.
Nobody.
Yeah, I rub my belly all the time.
She was before. I've never seen anyone before and rub her belly unless she's been.
But it's also a performance where she was trying to sort of announce her pregnancy. So she was rubbing her belly with intent so that the people who didn't realize she was pregnant would catch on.
Shout out to ASAP Rocky. Way to go get your belly.
Yeah, listen, he got her knocked up twice in 2 years, bro. He wasn't playing no games.
You gotta tell. He got to tell the judge that he is accustomed to a certain lifestyle at this point. That's ass right there. She a billionaire too? ASAP ain't gotta make enough. Look, he only had one good album. He knew what he was doing. It's a smart move. And he was locked up abroad.
Yeah.
He had to call Trump to get him out. Yeah, that man had to call Trump to get him out of Iceland. Like, you know you in bad shape. What was he, Switzerland? Yeah, Switzerland, they don't even be beefing nobody, yo. All they do is hide money and make chocolate. Smart man. You gotta appreciate a hustler. He found the lick.
You can't be in love, huh?
I mean, he could be.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, but that's not funny though. Just by saying that though, so he had to make it more interesting.
Like, I mean, I know y'all want to, you know, drag black love through the mud and make it, you know, cheap. And
I'm married. Y'all gotta stop accusing us not having black love when we date black women. You're the second person.
Why can't this just be a good relationship?
Because you got $1 billion,
Joe. Right.
Look, y'all didn't say R. Kelly and Aaliyah was a good relationship.
She was underage. She was not legally able to make that decision.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so is that it for the Super Bowl? Anybody got anything left on the Super Bowl? Anybody want to share anything before we move on? We got other pressing topics.
Nah, we good, bro.
Going once, going twice.
I was just gonna say, is Kanye like screaming and crying and making a voodoo doll that looks like Pharrell?
Oh, so you want to talk about that? I guess we are done with the Super Bowl. So anybody got anything left on the Super Bowl? Because DJ C-Sign just moved the song.
How about that's what you asked?
Well, I was saying that, giving the floor to everybody, see if anybody wants to say anything.
Super Bowl?
Yeah, since before we end it.
Oh.
Spent an hour on the Super Bowl, it's time to move on. Rest in peace to my youth. It's been a good season. All right, so we'll move on. So DJ Cesar, you want to introduce your topic?
Pharrell has been announced that Pharrell is the new creative director of Louis Vuitton menswear. He is taking the reins from Virgil Abloh, who has passed away, and
see a dead body.
Pharrell is the.
Good. I'm just in the background.
And so they're giving the position, or the Pharrell is now the position. So my immediate thought was, which I always think about, because Pharrell's always been very involved, of course, with fashion. He's got the Adidas line, and always has been kind of really into it. I know he's done a lot of, like, interning or whatever they do in the fashion world. So when Kanye was really trying to get his label and, you know, and Yeezys and everything on the table, I guess I always thought, well, Pharrell is the one that's really been involved in fashion. So I just feel like Kanye, man, I've really made this up. I don't know. I think he's forming a Pharrell voodoo doll, and he's mad because Pharrell's fashion woes have kind of the pits right now, and Pharrell is now the creative director of Louis Vuitton.
Is that a big deal?
Yeah, it is.
I'm not into fashion, so like even if I had millions and millions of dollars, I wouldn't buy Louis Vuitton. I still wouldn't buy that shit. Mm-hmm. I might get a scarf.
I am learning French right now. Mm-hmm. You too.
I think named Louis Vuitton. But is that like a big deal?
I mean, it is. It's the person that...
I would buy their luggage. I think the luggage is dope.
Yeah. I mean, it's the person that...
But not the clothes.
The creative design and the feel and the look of the line in a certain direction. So... You know, is it popular? Is it something that people are really into, that's really, like, exciting for whoever? I mean, that's up to the creative, creative director, So, I mean, I'm very...
But he going to be designing purses and shit?
It's for menswear, so he'll be...
Menswear purses.
Merces, yes.
Merces.
He'll be designing the merces.
I guess my whole thing is, and I'm not here to disrespect your thoughts, DJ C. Siren, because you enjoy fashion. You enjoy all that high-end life that has poisoned black people's minds for decades. But he said, don't blame you.
Don't blame the fashion.
But, okay, I'm going to say this, because I feel the same way about Kanye. No one's ever wanted to dress like Pharrell.
I don't know. Those trucker hats.
Or am I wrong?
Those trucker hats in the 90s. I don't think Pharrell started it, but a lot of people were wearing
it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if Pharrell started the trucker hat, though. I'm not going to get Pharrell the trucker hat.
No.
But Bathing Ape was pretty popular, right?
Yeah, Bathing Ape.
But was that him, or was that the Chinese dude who just got arrested for bankruptcy?
I mean,
stealing money.
They both had it.
Filipino dude.
They...
Was he Filipino or Chinese?
Yes, Japanese.
Same thing.
So, I mean...
great food, both cultures. Go ahead.
So much comments when I'm talking.
Oh,
just,
you need to focus.
I can't focus when you're talking.
I can't focus with you in life.
Goodbye. I'm done.
Happy Valentine's Day. No. What are you going to say?
Other people talk.
Oh, stop being like that, yo. Stop. Oh, my God. Stop being soft. Y'all
bickering like old married couple, yo. Stop.
Bruh, I told her for our 12-year anniversary coming up in June, we should just throw a party and announce our divorce.
It's 11 years, number one.
It feels like it's been all my life.
Number two.
You had a fight.
All my life I had to fight.
It is. No, I mean, Pharrell had some experience, like I said, with Ice Cream, with Bathing Ape, with, like, his Adidas line. So I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of the stuff that came from that.
Was his Adidas line popular? I mean, this is stuff that I'm just ignorant to, because, like, I don't know what was popular and what's not. Like, I remember in the raps him talking about Ice Cream. I remember him talking about Bathing Apes.
Ice Creams are popular.
I just don't know what they are. I've never seen it.
You not saw Ice Cream?
If I did, I wouldn't know that was it. I wouldn't know that's what somebody was wearing.
You seen them? They were popular back in the day. People like Ice Cream.
All right. Well, let me go to MX. You think this is a big deal for Louis Vuitton? For Louis Vuitton?
Nah, man.
Do you care about any of this?
I don't care.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
You good. Look.
DJ C-Sign, B-K-Y.
KYB girl.
KYB girl, there you go.
Who we got? Doc, you, is this a big deal to you? Do you care about the fashion industry at all?
Uh-oh, put her to sleep.
Doc, you sleep?
Okay.
Who we got? New York, New York. New York, you care about any of this?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, she's back. Resurrected from the dead.
Laptop almost died, so I had to bust a move real quick to make sure that I didn't lose my chart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I closed the notes.
I don't know if anybody's going to be enthused about Pharrell. Like, I feel like at least with Kanye, there's this sort of, like, he's kind of crazy, and that really gets people's attention. I don't feel like anybody cares much about Pharrell. So it'll be interesting to see how this turns out. I like Louis Vuitton, but, yeah, I don't care anything about Pharrell. So it'll be interesting to see how this works.
Now, why do you like Louis? This is what confuses me. In New York, I'm going to come to you because I know you're big into fashion. Why do you like Louis Vuitton a lot? It's just a brown bag with the letters LV on it.
Because some of the items are just beautiful. Like,
what
like
makes
truly.
Them beautiful? This is what I'm trying to understand. It looks like just a regular old bag.
I don't think they look like
regular bags.
I know
the bitch that makes that bag.
Like, I think you're referring to the monogram bags, but even the bags that are not monogram, they're just beautiful.
Who's a monogram?
So huh? The monogram.
What'd you say about my mama?
Boy, okay.
you wear right the boy too. Damn.
Let me get back to my chart.
I know the bitch that
makes So you think the bags are beautiful?
I do. I like Louis Vuitton bags. And also, they're also very, well, traditionally, they're very sturdy. I did have a bag that broke, like, a few months ago that I was just like, what the hell? But they're also, like, very, very durable. I don't know, I think they're good quality. Like, I prefer Louis Vuitton over any other designer bag.
But is Pharrell going to make you buy Louis Vuitton?
Absolutely not, no.
That's really the question. Yeah, see, that's
if anything, question. I might sort of shy away from purchasing something that is associated with Pharrell, to be honest. Like, I'm not going to buy anything that Pharrell designed.
But
Damn.
The thing is, a creative... Okay. I mean, for people that follow it, yeah, you know who the creative director was. But for a lot of the times, you don't know that. I mean, it's not going to have Pharrell's name stamped on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's going to be a product.
It's just going to be a product. And you're working probably with the same designers that's been working with them. Like, it's not there. But, just think about Virgil Abloh. Like, his more creative design was his own Off-White brand when he was creative designer for... What's his name?
Yeah, Off-White brand. All he did was write in black left and Off-White.
But it was, yeah.
That's just stupid.
Okay. But not everything looks like that, Jason. You don't know. You don't even...
You're right.
But for, you know, so what will it look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, will you be like, oh, yeah, I would buy that Louis Vuitton piece, but not that one, and know that it's because Pharrell was creative director? Probably not, or I wouldn't think so. But
I do agree with that.
But I understand. Like, I really wanted some old school Reeboks, and they were really cute, but it was like the the Cardi B ones, and I was like, I refuse. Anyway, but that's just me.
What's wrong with Cardi B? Why you ain't rapping her?
I don't know. It was just something I didn't wanna wear.
Okay.
Just cause I guess
you kind of answered my point though. I just don't know. I get it. You know, the guy passed away. Pharrell's coming in. He's a name. I just don't know if the people who are already buying Louis Vuitton, I think they're still going to be unchanged that Pharrell's in this position. And I think the people who haven't bought Louis Vuitton yet, whether they can afford it or not, I still don't think that they're saying, oh, Pharrell's now the new creator. Let me go and get me a piece. Right? Like, I just don't know if he's really moving anybody to, like, I don't think he's created any new clients or buyers of Louis Vuitton. I think if you already were a fan, sure, you'll probably be the one that's already, because you're already buying them. Right? You're already out there. You're already looking. So his first piece or his first, like, collection, right, you're probably already going to be hip to that to, like, grab something if you want it. But I think, like, if I've never bought something or I don't have anything Louis Vuitton, I don't think, like, I'm saying, oh, this is for a collection. Let me go ahead and cop me a piece. Like, I just don't know if I'm going to be back into the market. That's all my point.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think for the most part, most creative directors don't really move a whole line like that. I can say personally for Louis Vuitton, like I saw what it looked like. Yeah, Louis Vuitton. But when Marc Jacobs became director, like creative director, he came out with the graffiti. I don't know if y'all remember that, but
appropriating the culture.
But that was a whole line that I took notice of, and I think he influenced at least the women's handbag for Louis Vuitton for many years after that, because then they got into the different designers and stuff that were doing more colors and different looks of like the Louis Vuitton like classic. So I think so it really just depends. I don't know how much influence, but there's some creative designers that really do change and impact how a whole line of fashion wear looks. And that did happen when Marc Jacobs was the head of Louis Vuitton Women.
New York, what you got?
Hey, look, congratulations to Pharrell. Like I say that, he's one of the people that's in music that I do follow. And I would say that he's a fashion icon too. Just off of the strength of what he did, you know, the Bathing Ape or, you know, the skateboard movement or backpacks, stuff like that. I think he's a great fit. I think he's a great fit for the Louis Vuitton menswear. And then to succeed, I don't know if that's the right word right now. Taylor Port is hitting me right now. But just to come after Virgil, I like Virgil's work. Virgil is kind of like a certain different type of architect that like stepped out of the box and created something that's completely different. We're not even talking about clothes. It's just his artwork, his artistry, the way he architected certain type of things. I just have to give congratulations also for Pharrell. I think he's gonna do great things at Louis Vuitton. He was at G Star Jeans. He had a collection of G Star Jeans, and I heavily wear G Star Jeans. I love this collection over there. That's all I can say. I know he's gonna do great things. I mean, I can't afford it. Whatever he's gonna drop over there, I can't afford it, but I support it.
I don't even know what G-Star jeans are. I ain't never heard of that.
Right. I never heard of that shit either. I don't know. What the hell are you talking about?
Look, so now that we're talking about fashion, I'm riding my bike and trying to get back in shape. Fat. But I'm trying to get back in shape. So I'm trying to ride the bike to work. And I just came up with this idea. So you know how the joggers are all tapered now? They look like Chinese karate pants. I don't know if that's precious or not. Don't send a balloon at me, China. But you know what I'm talking about. How all the joggers are like real tight by the ankles, but they're comfortable up top.
Yeah.
You know, this is my party. What if they had dress pants like that?
What?
So they would be slacks, but they would just be very tapered at the bottom. So that don't work. You know what I mean? You're still there for business. But if you had to hop on a bike and go, you know, ride across, you know, the city, go to another meeting, dress pants won't get all caught up in your bike chain. I think I can make that a fashion statement. I mean, I'm too fat to model it, but if I knew how to put something together, I think it'd be dope. What y'all think? Y'all think I'm crazy?
There's a fair number of men who wear who have that style of dress. But as you said, they tend to be on the slim side.
That's what I was going to ask.
Damn.
When was the last time you bought dress pants? Because it seemed like you just described pretty much a regular dress pant. Now, depending on how tapered you want it, it ain't elastic in the ankle, but they tapered at the ankle now. That's I think you could pretty find them everywhere for the most part. Again, I mean, me being I think I'm like a 38 in the waist, so maybe it's easier for me to find my size, but, yeah, that seems like regular dress pants you described it.
That's the European suit, yo. That's the European suit.
Okay, well, then maybe I'm wrong. Look, I'm thinking of a khaki. So I didn't know that's a thing now. Like, again, I'm not one of them guys who, you're right, but I haven't bought dress pants in a long time because I just kind of wear the same four pants to the work.
The salmon jumps.
Yeah, I just wear the salmon chinos. So, yeah, maybe I'm wrong, but I was thinking more of a khaki material. They got that out there. I need to grab some. So I can ride the bike to work. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp, man. You back. You saw Kang? You can't give no spoilers. How was Kang? Was it good?
My girl liked it. I mean, it was a movie. I mean, it had a beginning, a middle, and an end. So, you know. It was all what movie?
Ant-Man. You want to go see Kang?
Ant-Man, Quantum Leap.
This is Kang the Conqueror movie. Look, but see,
the Bama said it had a beginning, middle, and an end.
And I was worried. She told me today about 2:00. She's like, "Yo, I know this is like part 3. I don't know what happened before this." And I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, I don't think we watched anything before this." I'm like, "So we gotta watch Ant-Man 2, Endgame, and a season of Loki, so you know what happened leading up to this." I'm like, "It's 2:00. I'm gonna be here at 6:30. We ain't got time for that." So,
hey, Blur, it's tough right here.
Let's get a movie.
Oh, my bad, you know.
The headset in. I was now, my girl says she ain't know what was happening in the movie. She ain't know, like, what happened before the movie. So I told her you'd have to watch Ant-Man 2, at least, Endgame, which is like a 3-hour movie, and a season of Loki, so you have all the information you need to go into this movie. So she didn't see any of that. So I will say she was able to enjoy the movie without having the whole backstory leading up to it. So I think that's a good sign. It stands on its own, which is a good thing.
But did you like it?
I give it 6 out of 10, maybe 5.5.
All right, let me ask this. What is a 10 out of 10?
The perfect movie? I don't know. I think a couple of those, man. You just got to have, like, a good story, be entertaining, and the stuff got to make sense. And in this movie, I felt like from Marvel?
I'm talking about on the Marvel scale. Like, what's the best Marvel movie? Like, where does it rank in terms of that?
My favorite Marvel movies are probably the some of the Captain America. So it's not on that level. It's not on the top tier of Marvel movies at all. This movie just had some things in it that just didn't make sense. Like, they didn't add up or connect. And that's cool if you just turn your brain off and you don't think about it. You're like, okay, whatever. It happened, it happened. Like, don't think about it making sense. You'll still enjoy it. It's going to be entertaining. But some things just didn't add up.
Okay. All right, well, we won't give any spoilers. DJ Cesar, you excited to go see Kang the Conqueror tomorrow?
Yes.
I mean, you get excited for Jonathan Majors. You liked him ever since he was in that devil show.
It wasn't a devil show. It was a monster show.
What was it called?
Lovecraft.
Lovecraft. I knew he was going to cancel that when they started having monsters kill white people. I mean, this ain't going to last.
Yeah, they got rid of it real quick.
But they got my girl in there. The good Smollett. Not Jesse, yeah. That's my girl. So you excited to see Kang the Conqueror tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm excited, but it's getting pretty bad critical reviews.
Why are you even looking at that stuff?
I didn't click into it, I just saw it. But I don't know. When it comes to superhero movies, I haven't quite bought into that they should be Academy Award, you know, caliber. Like, that's not what I'm going in for. I'm not going in for, you know, a whole lot of, you know, I don't know. I'm expecting a good story, though. But, I mean, it's coming from comics, but I don't know. But, yeah, I'm excited about this. Why not?
Okay.
I'm ready for the next Marvel movie.
Doc, do you watch the Marvel movies? Are you excited to see Kang the Conqueror?
No. I'm not.
Okay. I mean, hey, I ain't knocking you. You don't watch any of the Marvel movies? You don't care about none of these dudes running around here in tights?
I only watch the ones that my boys want to watch.
You ain't going to make them go see Kang the Conqueror? We're about to see a black man take over the world. A bunch of different worlds, too.
All the worlds.
I don't know that they know who that is, to be honest. So I don't know that they'll have an interest. And like I said, if they want to like to watch it at home, then that's fine. But there'll be no effort put in to go and see it, no.
You ain't making go see Black Panther?
So they like Black Panther, and so we went to see it. My mom's group rented out a theater, and so we went to see it.
Damn! Y'all ran out theaters? Did y'all dress in white, too, like the other crazy black people?
I did. My family did.
Yes,
we did.
Look. You was in there in the white dress?
I literally had on a white dress. Yes, I did. I felt a part of the experience on that day.
Oh. Yeah, we had a bunch of black people in white dresses in our movies there, and one of them was on the phone the whole damn time. Girl had the DJ. She said I had to yell at
them
to put that phone.
You know,
why would you come in here in a white dress and you ain't watching the movie?
You clearly was not here to watch the movie, and you keep texting.
She's playing like Pinochle.
Yo, it was the brightest iPhone screen. Like, she had it on the brightest setting, and she's sitting right in front of me. So when she holds it up, it's like right in my eye. I was like, no, this we can't do this anymore. And I'm like, you know the cartoon. Where it's like the character gets mad and they like start turning red till it comes to your head. Yeah, that's how I felt. Like, I was like, oh no, this lady gonna have to put this phone down. She gonna have to put it down. And Jason's like, calm down. I'm sorry, beat you on gun.
Sorry, thinking on my government. I don't say anything too bad. I love the Jews.
And so finally she put it away. I was like, okay, we're good. She took it back out. I was like, oh no, excuse me, ma'am. Put that shit up.
And that's when DJ C-Siren Country came out. I heard, ma'am. I said, oh, shit. Ma'am. I said, oh, my God. New York, New York. I know you're headed to Puerto Rico. You going to go see Kang the Conquistador?
I'm not even going to hold you. I didn't even know who Kang was, to be honest with you. I followed the Marvel movies and everything like that. I didn't even know who Kang was. I just looked it up on Wikipedia. There was this Wikipedia picture of him. You know what I mean? Kind of looking, it's looking different. It's kind of looking, he don't look like a conqueror at all. But I mean, I probably won't go see it. Probably won't, because I just don't know him in a Marvel history.
Yeah, I don't know either, but, you know, I'm gonna check it out. But, okay, so not really that interesting, but you're going to check it out eventually.
Yeah. On the streaming services, the streaming services that we got to say that we pay for. Yes, of course.
Yeah, I don't be supporting black people at all. Yeah, that's fucked up, man. M extra, you gonna go see it?
I actually had screenings, but I was out of town. So I could have went to go see it, but yeah, I just wasn't here to do it. So. So yeah, no, probably not actually.
Damn.
Yeah.
So none of y'all want the black man kill a white man, huh?
Yeah, no.
Over and over again. What you said?
Yeah. I get it, yeah, but no.
Well, that's good. It shows that we're not racist. Like, if we were running to see a black man kill a white the same way dude over and over and over, then we might have issues. But because we're not in a rush, it shows that we're good human beings.
I want to see it.
I mean, I want to see it, too. But I like Paul. What's his name? Paul Judd? Paul Rudd?
What?
I like him. He's funny.
Yeah, I like Paul.
I'm mad they took out T.I., though. But, I mean, I guess T.I. was sleeping with, like, underage people, allegedly.
Allegedly, man.
That's when he got in trouble. Him and Tiny was out there running trains. On people.
Allegedly. They I think they took away they dropped the charge.
They found innocent? Good for them.
No, they didn't go that far. The person who...
You gotta watch who you run a train on. You should have learned from Tupac. Alright, so that's the Ant-Man talk. So, Blur's the only one that's fit. So... Okay, so then I guess we'll have our Ant-Man review. I'm the only one that wants to go see it, man, DJ Sign, so I guess we can DJ Sign and Blur talk about it next week. So we'll say we'll hold that discussion. What else is in the news? Anything in particular? What I have on my list that I wanted to really talk to y'all about? We had the Super Bowl.
Balloon getting shot down.
I wanted to talk about the China balloon, but there was something. Oh, fuck. Valentine's Day. That's what I'm talking about. And then we get to the China balloon. It's going to be a real quick conversation on my part. Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. New York, New York, your birthday is the day after Valentine's Day?
Yes. And you can't imagine how hard is it for the relationships that I'll be in too because of it.
Why is it difficult?
Because it's like, all right, well, Valentine's Day is the you know what I mean, the day before my birthday, right? But at 12 AM is my birthday. So you know what I mean, you can live your life, live good, you know what I mean? For Valentine's Day I show out for you, but 12 AM, we got a hard stop. It's my birthday. So now you got to turn around and celebrate me.
So do you do stuff for your girl for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Always. As I got older, now I'm in the grown man stage, y'all mean. It's 30 now, y'all mean. It's we probably celebrate the weekend before. We don't celebrate the actual date. Like, I still do some, like, a little minimum effort on Valentine's Day, but we do all that stuff, like, the weekend before. because I'm not dealing. All the reservations are already closed out. Yeah, I mean, you got to book. You got to book the reservations to the restaurants and you know the spas and everything like a month in advance before Valentine's Day comes. So yeah, the weekend before we celebrate. The minimum, a little minimum on the actual Valentine's Day, but yeah, nah. Hard stop at 12 a.m., my birthday.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Blur, did you do anything for Valentine's Day? Is this whole Kang the Conqueror movie part of your Valentine's Day weekend?
Nah, not exactly. Me and my girl have been kind of busy all week, though, because we got Valentine's Day. Then our anniversary is the 15th. So not too much exactly on Valentine's Day, because then, you know, right behind it is the anniversary. So I feel you, New York, I understand, you know. So we kind of just do one and one. Like, it's just, you know, all one celebration.
Hold on, I got three questions there. Is your girl, she's not going to get offended. Is she around listening to the show? Because I don't want to offend her. I haven't had
that question. Right.
So you asked her to be your girl the day after Valentine's Day? You couldn't do it the day before?
It's not like, I mean, I ain't never really asked, but that was our very first date was the day after Valentine's Day. So, you know, you don't go on a first date on Valentine's Day. You go, you know what I mean? So we hooked up and met the very next day.
So then what's your anniversary? Just your first date? So it's not the anniversary of your relationship. It's the anniversary of your first date.
We go right off the first date because, I mean – we ain't no official, hey, do you want to be my girl? We ain't really do that. I meant to slide her the note with the yes or no.
I said no.
Yeah, she said she would have said no, but we know that's all fine.
Why
so we go off the very first date.
So the anniversary of your first date. That's nice. I mean, I guess that's how a lot of people are now. You don't ask people to be your girlfriend or boyfriend anymore, do you? I've never asked you to be my girlfriend. Did I, DJ C. Siren?
Yeah.
I did ask you to be my girlfriend? Was I drunk?
I don't know.
Oh, man. But you don't really ask. I would assume nowadays you don't ask anybody to be your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because you're dick. Because girlfriend and boyfriend don't mean nothing.
Well, you have to.
If you enjoy someone's company, you should just enjoy someone's company.
No.
Yeah, you just choose to be with them every day, like I choose to be with my baby. I choose to love her and to spend time with her every day.
She laughed. Oh, shit. I was going to say, that's kind of fucked up if you're going to ask her to be your girl after today. Hold on. So why don't y'all go out the day of Valentine's Day? Now I got
No, it's a first date. You don't go on a first date on Valentine's Day. That seems like a little much.
Well, this is the day after.
I have plans with somebody
else. Oh, damn. Okay, I don't want to get y'all. Man, you was the side dude, Blur.
Hey, that's cool. I mean, at this stage, you just, you know, how they say in Hamilton, you just get in and you outlast. Like I said, you gotta choose to spend time with that person every day. So clearly she chose.
Hey, listen, you saved yourself about $200. Yeah, you made out, bro.
Yeah, so, okay. So let's go finish around the room. Doc, did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
I did not, no. But I love Valentine's Day. I love the romantic love, the platonic love, the familial love. I give my patients love. I just love it.
Oh, you wanted them, huh? You done fell in the
capitalism
of Valentine's
Day. Well, I mean... because I sort of just like that anyway, like all the time. I just love people and love talking to people, you know. So for Valentine's
Day,
it's like exponentially.
So why do you need a day to tell me you love if you just love people? I love people too. I tell
no,
them all the time.
I don't. No, so I don't. So I don't need a day. It's just like because everybody is sort of in that mood on that day. It sort of just heightens it.
I'll be oh, so you wanted them crowd surfing people. What do you call them? Like
what?
Not crowd surfing. What's the people with like when the crowd gets hype, so you get hype. And
oh no,
they go
I'm
on,
already
hype.
No, I'm okay. I'm already hyping extra all the time, but. I don't know. I just do. Like, people are happy, you know. Like, I wear red all week on Valentine's week, and, like, my patients love it. My staff love it. Like, people love it.
Went into the office looking like Rihanna? Not pregnant, but, I mean, just all red.
Not pregnant and not with a jumpsuit.
Yeah, I didn't mean that in a disrespectful way. I was just talking about the red.
No, but, yeah, I've been wearing red
okay.
all week.
So you like the whole flowers, candy, everybody, Rilla. That stuff scares me. Okay.
I do. I love
okay,
all of that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you also the type that like Christmas, like Christmas is a big deal? Like you're lighting Christmas candles and playing Christmas music and like dancing in your living room, throwing tinsel on the tree?
Well, I love Christmas. I love, like, soulful Christmas music, like Temptations Christmas, Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder, like, all of those. So, yeah, I start playing that at, like, Thanksgiving.
So you just like holidays.
I'm just festive.
Festive.
Yes,
that's
I'm
a
like,
great word.
I am.
You're just
I'm
festive. It doesn't matter what holidays. You're just a festive person.
Yeah, not
okay.
really, no. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like
DJ
any people time, what do.
Any who?
Any excuse to be like celebratory will do.
Okay. DJ Side, what about you? What did you do for Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
You ain't do nothing?
Nothing.
Are you a festive person? Do you like the idea of Valentine's Day?
I mean,
if you can't tell, I'm not really big on Valentine's Day. I'm not big on holidays.
It just depends. It depends.
Jehovah's Witnesses have scarred me.
It just depends. I mean, a card and some candy. Nothing big. Go out to eat.
Okay.
I mean, why not? I know you like do it every day. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like, I mean, like if you don't want to, I mean, you can say that about anything. Celebrating a birthday, celebrating an anniversary. But sometimes if you want to, you can take your time out to do something a little bit different just to say, hey, you know, thinking about you, then I don't see what, it's not a bad thing. I mean, you know, but I'm not.
I didn't say it's a bad thing.
No, well, I'm just saying, I was like, well, why do it? But I think that's just a little extra time out. But every, I don't think, you know, some years you don't have to. Some years you just don't have the time or not planning it or anything. You're fine. But sometimes, you know, I like it. I always try and amend it this year. But, you know, sometimes go out and buy something.
Extra, what do you do about Valentine's Day?
I was made up holiday, man. Like I don't know, it's made up. I feel like you disrespected a lot of people's birthdays by comparing a made up holiday to the certain Canadian birth. I would not put Valentine's Day in the same category as a birthday. I feel like celebrating another year of life when such things as fragile as life is and the times you live in should always be celebrated. But Valentine's Day, somebody was trying, I feel like that was just a marketing ploy for somebody. I don't know. I think it's the flower industry and the candy-making industry got together and was like, how the hell can we get some more money out of these people for something that they can grow in their house and their backyards and that we can sell them $10 for a dozen roses every year. But then all of a sudden they jump 600% on one day. I feel like we all been bamboozled. and cheap it wasn't real anyway, because just imagine somebody with wings shooting a bow and arrow at somebody. It's just a farce, and if you believe that, then I guess that's why you believe in Valentine's Day. So
I mean,
me,
do you believe a man walked on water?
Does everyone that celebrates Valentine's Day believe in Cupid shooting people in the
heart? Why
I'm
are
saying,
you so angry at my man?
He's coming at me like,
saying,
you're not talking to you. Yes, he's talking to me. I just said it. You just said it was dumb compared to birthday. I'm not comparing it to birthday. It's something that you take time off once a year to just say, I appreciate you as someone that you love. You don't have to buy flowers.
Yeah.
You ain't got to buy
so
chocolate. If you think that's something that they made up to buy, don't buy that then. How about that?
I agree with that.
But you can still celebrate without
chocolate. You don't have to buy flowers. People do buy flowers, though. Otherwise, I don't think it would be a holiday anymore if motherfuckers didn't buy flowers. But I feel like I'm just saying, to me,
I don't think I've ever received flowers on Valentine's Day.
That's bullshit.
My birthday is my birthday.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really buy you nothing for Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
I tell y'all every day, yo. If that ain't good enough, yo, then find another man.
I think ultimately that's what it boils down to, right? It just boils down to showing your love and your appreciation every day. And then you wouldn't have to feel like, you know what I mean, you have to go all out and spend all this damn money on Valentine's Day. I like to eat. But I also like to eat with a full menu. So I'm not going to go out on Valentine's Day when you're going to give me a price fixed menu that half of the shit I don't even want to, right? So I'm going to go to you and patronize your restaurant if I want to eat at your restaurant. Well, you're not going to try to bamboozle me. Same thing with the flower shops. Same thing with all the other things that try to get people to buy more money or spend more money on one specific day. If I want to show and give you flowers and show you my love, then I can do that when they $10 because it's about the meaning. I don't feel like I got to do that on a day that where you going to pay 600% just to show you the same thing that I can show you tomorrow for $10. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. And so, again, I hold true that this is a made-up holiday. Now, would I celebrate it if, you know, a girl wanted to celebrate it and she wanted something? Sure, but I ain't giving her no $660 flowers, though. I mean, it's going to be something simple, something basic, because she should know that, you know, how I feel without that and or without even that day. And, yeah. So, no, I didn't do anything to answer your question, but that's just how my thought was. I think a lot of people are, you know, sappy and shit. Like they don't really feel like they, when they be buying flowers, they ain't cursing underneath their breath. Talking about, man, this shit was just to know. It was yesterday. I should have bought that shit last week.
Yeah, I mean, DJC Sarah bought flowers for the house Super Bowl Sunday. How much are flowers cost? $10? $15? $20?
About $25.
Let me just try $150.
No. I've avoided the expensive ones.
Oh, okay.
Look, yeah, I definitely think it's a ploy, man.
I mean, it's one of those things where I think it really depends on who you're dating. Like Doc said, she's festive. So holidays even though, like, we don't believe in it and we think it's a made-up holiday, because she just feels the spirit, it's okay to feed that spirit because it makes her happy.
Right.
DJ Siren, I think I pulled her back a little bit. I've always said, I mean, I'm kind of, it's not the best way to be, but I'm like, yo, I believe women are equal. So I'm like, yo, if it's important to you, if you show me it's important to you, I'll do it. DJ T-Sire hasn't shown me that holidays are important to her. It's not like she buys me stuff for Valentine's Day. It's not like she buys me stuff. You do? When's the last time you bought me something for Valentine's Day?
I think last year.
What did you get me?
He was like, give you...
A Dove chocolate bar?
Chocolate and...
I don't think that counts.
A card and...
That doesn't show me that.
I feel like men lose. We lose. Like, I feel like this holiday is definitely not for us. Like, the women get laced. Jewelry, flowers. I don't have too many women buying men flowers. We get probably, like, the candy and shit. But we definitely ain't getting no damn diamonds and all that kind of bullshit. Like, ain't nobody proposing to us on Valentine's Day, but it's damn sure a whole lot of brothers or a whole lot of dudes that proposed yesterday or whenever that shit was, Wednesday. Whole lot of people. Women get laced on Valentine's Day. We don't get that same appreciation. It ain't like we got a fucking day besides Father's Day where we get laced. Y'all got like several days throughout the year that get laced. So I guess I'm a little biased about that shit too, because the amount of money that gets spent from gender roles, if we looked at that shit, will be so uneven and unbalanced, like in terms of who buys what and what you receive. Like, that's another thing that I don't understand either. Like, does that mean I love you more? Of course not. So then lace me too then, shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where are our gifts at and shit? Like, who proposing us on fucking Valentine's Day? Who, what kind of rings are we getting and shit? What kind of jewelry is men getting? That'd be an interesting poll. Like, what gift did your significant other get your ass on Valentine's Day? Because I can tell you, I ain't get shit. I haven't got shit for a long time. So I'm just saying. Like, it's a whole about, so I can, if I was a female, I would love that day too. Shit. I would love the shit out of it. Why? Because I know I'm going to get a bunch of gifts from a dude who, you know what I mean, could really just do that shit every day. But this day, I get more shit. So I would love that shit too if I was a female.
Okay.
I feel like you guys are missing the point.
See?
It's not about. It's not about having, I don't know. I can only speak for myself. But I don't think it's about having this, like, very lavish showering of gifts and all this kind of stuff. Like, I don't really care if the, you know, if flowers were $100 or if they were $15 from, like, Trader Joe's or Costco or something. It's not about, I mean, I feel like maybe, this is me speaking, perhaps maybe women who maybe can, the only way they're going to get something very nice and expensive or something, maybe if somebody else bestows that upon them. But I don't think it's about the amount of money spent. I don't think so. Like, I don't feel that way. So I hear what you guys are saying about commercialism and such.
How much money, what's the most amount of money you spent on Valentine's Day for your boyfriend, whatever?
It was not a Louis bag, no.
I mean, don't incriminate.
I don't know.
Judgment free zone.
But I don't think. I don't know how to answer that question.
DJ Seaside.
I'm not
the most amount of money you spent on God I'll say for Snapchat. In your whole life.
He said, what's the most amount of money you spent for your significant other on Valentine's Day in your whole life? I can tell you the life of me is about
$10. That's not true.
He said, y'all ain't paying for dinner. Y'all not paying
y'all
for dinner.
Like
we paying for dinner. We paying for dinner. That's
like
why y'all can't answer this question.
Valentine's Day.
That's why
y'all like Valentine's Day Scrooges. That's what y'all.
Over $100. I bought whiskey for you. I bought like
whistle
stuff. Yeah, like $80. That was like $80 on one. Yeah.
That one year, yeah, that was nice.
I bought you the vape pen. We got those. That was over like $50 with a whole little thing. I mean,
that was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Because I was would always do vices, and that's why I kind of stopped doing it. But that was the whole thing. Valentine's Day was about vices, so it was like something we probably shouldn't eat.
That's a good idea.
That was kind of like the thing.
That was your theme, Valentine's Day is for vices? So next time, let me get you some crack.
I don't think I like it.
Okay, so that's Valentine's Day.
I think they made my point.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I think they made my point, though. Just say
it. No, what's the most someone spends on me for Valentine's Day?
What's the most someone?
I don't know. You tell me. Be doing good.
So why would I ask you?
Well, I'm
you haven't been married to him your whole life. Don't just put that on my man, Joe. You haven't been married to him your whole life. I'm just saying in general.
I have, like, you never had to spend anything like that. We're not spending hundreds of dollars on Valentine's Day. Neither one of us.
Okay.
Well, I bought you an expensive watch, and you probably can get back to the store for something like it. So I stopped by. I realized gifts weren't that important.
No. See, and you're still talking about that. Can you get over that?
Oh, I don't have to get over it. I'm just there at my parents. I'm okay, a nice expensive watch. You took that shit back to the store, so it just don't mean nothing. I'm just there at my experience. It's just my experience in this relationship.
It's just the style that I like.
I know. It was about you. I know.
It was my gift. How could it not be about me?
From me? Why are you so funny? Why your voice get so high?
that's just selfish and ridiculous.
You said I'm being selfish? Mm-hmm. That's a funny conversation. All right, so Valentine's Day blues, Valentine's Day vices. That's a good idea. I think you come up with a good little sales pitch there. All right, anybody got anything else on Valentine's Day?
No, not on Valentine's Day, but the day after, like for our anniversary, me and my baby went out to eat. Homeless dude walks into a restaurant. Now, we assume he's homeless. A big bag, a whole big coat on, and it was kind of nice. It wasn't cold out. Comes in, and they sit him down, and he just drops all his stuff and immediately goes to the bathroom.
Like in the middle of the store?
I mean, it's a restaurant, so he goes to the actual bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Nah, but he in the bathroom, I don't know like how long he in there, but they start like...
At least 20 minutes.
So they send somebody over to go knock on the door to get him out the bathroom.
He's gonna get high.
So whatever he was doing, so he come out, and they, like, while he's in the bathroom, they like, all right, when he come out, we just gonna tell him he gotta go. But they don't do that. He come back, he sit down at the table, and they're like, all right, so what's going on? You dining in? He's like, yeah, let me get the house salad and a water.
Oh.
And I'm like, yo, they're not going to really do this, right? They're going to actually bring this dude his food? Mm-hmm. And they asked like three times trying to see if he was really trying to order food. And he's like, yeah. And they brought it out to him. He took his time, drank his water, ate his salad.
Enjoyed everything.
And then he got up to leave and didn't have enough money for it.
Oh, did y'all pay for him?
My baby was like, because at first he gave him like whatever he had, was like some change. And the waitress was like, yo, you ain't got the $1.29?
So I heard him tell him he did not have enough money.
He's like, you ain't got the $1.29? It's like, yo, we got it. Yeah, we're not gonna let y'all short the restaurant. You know, we got his side salad and water. I felt bad, yo. I felt so bad, but I was thinking like, yo, if you own a restaurant, what do you do when the homeless people come in? You gonna be rude and just like, nah, y'all can't come in? Like, you just assuming they're homeless because they look it, but what else do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You gotta kick them out if they smell. You can't have smelly people in your restaurant, you know, because you just don't know if it's the food or the person. And, you know, smells are a big part of taste. That's good, though. Good for y'all.
I feel like that's a delicate issue. People who are experiencing homelessness,
people?
They really go through a lot.
What, smelly homeless people? Look, I'm all.
I mean, if you don't have a home, then you will probably be smelly. I know a bunch of smelly people who have a home. So.
You talking to the wrong one. I know smelly people too, and I be telling you, y'all need to shower because you smell. If you're homeless, at least I understand. But I'm pretty sure you can find a hose somewhere.
Well, that's probably why he was in the restroom all that time. He was probably bathing.
Look, he need to walk to San Diego. Yeah, I don't know why homeless people would live in St. Louis, yo. Just walk to the beach, yo. You can take a shower every day. All you got to do is dive in the water.
This man said walk to the beach. Like, there's some beaches everywhere.
I'm done. That's too much. That's too much.
Nobody got an outside shower, yo.
Yeah, we do think the dude might have been in the bathroom getting high when he first got there, but either way, I felt sorry for him. Man. It was weird because it's a small, like, it's not like a big restaurant. It's a small restaurant, so I didn't smell him personally, but yeah, you're right. If he smelled, then yeah, it's going to fill up the whole restaurant.
But he was probably more than likely bathing. Like, homeless people don't need to go find shelter to get high. Like, they do that shit on the street. But they have to bathe. I'm getting off of here. Y'all
walk to the ocean. To walk to the ocean. Look, I know smelly people who ain't homeless. So, you know, it happens. But they should bathe. There's no excuse for them. Unless they got, like, a mental condition. Then, yeah, I guess there is an excuse. But
I used to... At my old job, I used to ride the bus there. Like, the bus I took to get to my old job was it took a longer route. It used to be a dude who got on the bus, and I always swore, like, he came out of a house, and, like, the bus stop was right there, but he smelled so bad. I actually seen him sit down next to a lady who was asleep, and his smell woke her up. Like, you ever see somebody wake up because something smells so bad, and you could see, like, on their face, they're like, what is that smell? And, like, the people you ride on the bus, like, on a daily basis, you know them. You don't know them, but you see them. And so she looked and realized who it was sitting next to her. You could see her head, like when she realized, oh, fuck, he's sitting next to me. Yo, I noticed why she get up and she got off at the very next stop.
Yeah, just wait for the next bus, yo. Yo, stench lingers, yo. That's what I'm going to say, how people can be smelly, because, like, I guess because they smell, they don't realize it's them. But, like, I wish I could, you know, they try not to be rude or ignorant, but I want to let you know, like, you know, we can still smell you when you leave. Like, it's like an imprint.
Like, Seinfeld in the car.
Yeah, Seinfeld in the car. It's rough, yo. Shout out to homeless people. I always try to give them money. I don't give white people homeless. I don't give homeless white people money because I feel like, you know, they've had, you know, 300 years head start. And it's just disrespectful that you're homeless. But I give black people money. I don't give Spanish people money either because I just feel like you could be an interpreter somewhere. Like, you could get a job. There's somebody who needs some, you can go to the Mexico border and get you a job translated, you know.
That's crazy. What if you could give them some money for some sofrito or some some habichuelas? You know what I mean? Crazy.
Nah, boy, I give, if I have cash, because I don't use cash, I give it to all the bums. Shout out to the bums. Hey, so real quick before we go, De La Soul dude died. What's his name?
True Boy.
Plug two. Pause.
True Boy.
Big deal. I guess he was pretty popular amongst nerds. You know, I was not a big De La Soul fan. There's a lot of it looked weird, you know. You had the video where dude got his head split with a record, but I understand that they were pretty popular. And, you know, they get their music will be streamed next month. Finally, they got their rights back, which I guess they must really be popular to have that big of a fight. But DJ C Siren, she was pretty upset. I've been doing a Super Bowl. She stopped me in the middle of a Super Bowl to tell me. So De La Soul that popular to you, DJ C Siren? Like, they mean that much to you in your rap world? Because they weren't really in my rap world.
Yeah, they were.
Good.
Yeah, don't.
I thought you were done. You said, yeah, and then you looked at your phone. Mm-hmm. I thought you were done, so I was going to say good talk and move on.
Okay. All right. I'm done.
See? Good talk.
I'm actually, what do you think about a dude from De La Soul dying? I'm actually, you out there? Fell asleep? You got us on mute? All right, I'll go to the next one. Blur, what you got?
De La Soul actually does hold a little bit of a special spot for me. I was never really a big fan of their music, but I remember their videos, and I have an older brother who used to, like, DJ, and I remember him teaching us, like, how to scratch and spin records and stuff. So we used to do that with De La Soul, and I used to always hate when their music would come on, like, because that just means, you know, like, whatever artist I did like at that time, maybe it was, like, MC Hammer or something, that wasn't the video that was coming on. I'm like, oh. I used to hate their little slow country-looking videos, but, I mean, it's a part of history. Like, I mean, it's a part of my history, because, like, when I think about my intro into, like, rap music and, like, that time, De La Soul is a part of that. I wasn't really a fan, but I can't, like, think of that time without thinking about them.
Okay. Doc, you care about De La Soul?
Mm-mm. I mean, R.I.P., but no.
New York, what about you? You a little too young for them?
No. I think the first time I ever came in contact with De La Soul, I think it was I think it was NBA Street 2. NBA Street 2 back then. It was way back then, on the consoles or whatever. I used to play NBA Street 2. They had a song on there, and that's what got me hit to De La Soul. Yeah, rest in peace to his soul. But yeah, De La Soul, yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, De La Soul be rocking. I'm not gonna hold you. I got a few of the songs in my playlist.
Okay, FX, I'm back to you. You back?
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I mean, anytime. I mean, if you grew up in the 90s like that, 80s, 90s, now you know you rocked out with at least one or a couple of their songs. So. I mean, it's sad that, you know, you got these influential people dying so early. But yeah, man, that's all I got, man. Just rest in peace, bro.
Okay. DJ
Cesar?
Yeah. Always around, always enjoy. Probably later in their career, like to the point where I would rebuy like their older CDs because I just didn't have them in the collection. So, I was excited about. So it was, it was really sad to hear Dave passing.
Okay. Hey, that's our show. Shit, I didn't realize that we time went so fast. We got about 10 seconds. DJ C-Tire, anything to say before we roll?
Have a good weekend,
Doc. Thanks for joining us. I'm glad to hear your voice. Anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
No, thanks for having me back, guys. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, that's so nice. No. Have extra. Anything you say to the people?
No, sir. Everybody have a good night.
Blur, what you got?
I'm sorry I was late, man, but thank y'all for having me on. It's been a pleasure. Don't feed the homeless. We'll keep them coming around.
Like straight cats. New York. 20 seconds. Floor is yours.
Hey, look, now that I'm 30, I'm telling people I'm 25 for the rest of my life. Other than that, you know what I mean? As you get older, you know what I mean? Plan Valentine's Day ahead. Do a weekend before, probably 2 weeks, whatever, so you don't have to stress out yourself. Other than that, everybody stay in good health. Live your life and prosper. Or look forward to the conversation next week.
Yeah.